Good morning. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, where the Apostle Paul is speaking to the Corinthian believers there, very concerned about the direction that the church was going. It was not a direction in which he desired them to go because there was so much conflict there, brothers against brothers, taking each other to court. There was sexual immorality that was taking place in that church. And this is what he said in verse 15 of 1 Corinthians 4. For though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. That is such a moving illustration of Paul's love for this church. He said, you may have 10,000 instructors, but you don't have very many fathers. In other words, I was your spiritual father. I brought the gospel to you. I have begotten you through the gospel. And what he was communicating there was, don't be moved away from the truth of the gospel. The gospel is rooted in a person. Who is that person? Jesus Christ. Now, he is not saying that it's rooted in himself. Paul is saying the gospel is rooted in Jesus Christ. And he marveled that they were so quickly moved away into all of the fleshly ideals of what church should be like. And we marvel today at what is happening in fundamentalism, are we not? We're seeing this move in fleshly directions, and they're saying it's all under the guise of the gospel. They call it gospel-centric separation. In other words, we only separate if it's over a key element of the gospel. But you have to understand that the gospel, the good news, is much bigger. It's much bigger than salvation. It's about a person. And who is that person? Jesus Christ the righteous. And we have to understand the gospel is the good news about not something but someone. And I'm afraid sometimes that we think that it's just about something, the gospel, apart from the person of Christ. When you come to a saving faith or knowledge of salvation, you are learning that you are nothing but Jesus Christ is everything. He is all in all. And so we don't limit the gospel to just the truth about how a person gets saved, do we? The gospel is bigger than that. It's as big as Jesus Christ. And the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is all in all. He's everywhere. He is the creator of all things. There's not any place that you can go that Jesus Christ is not there. So the gospel is about Jesus Christ, his person, and all of his qualifications, and all of his glory, and all of his dignity, and all of his deity. And so what Paul was saying here is, though you have 10,000 instructors, don't forget that you only have one Father. For in Christ Jesus, I have begotten you through the gospel. I was instrumental, Paul says, in bringing you the truth of Jesus Christ, and you are in him. Now behave like Christ. That is such a touching, I think, a remarkable statement that's recorded in the New Testament for us. Do we behave like Jesus Christ? I'm not talking about, okay, I'm going to start imitating him. I'm going to walk in his steps. You'll fail. You must be in him in order to walk in him. And so in this day and age where we are trying to be like the world, that's what the church is trying to do. How can we be like the world? How does the world do things? Let's be like them. The church is supposed to be in Christ and be like him. And so that's the encouragement for today. As we come together today, we have a minister of the gospel from Lebanon. God is doing his work in Lebanon. And we say to ourselves, boy, that's so far away, but it's not in Christ, is it? We had fellowship last night. We had never seen each other before. I had never laid eyes on this brother, but you know what? We have something in common. We have the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is his Savior. Jesus Christ is my Savior. And there was a connection that was powerful. And I'm so thankful that we have that. You see, the gospel's greater than just a message. The gospel is Jesus Christ. May we keep that in our hearts and minds as we minister to a lost and dying world.